Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season with their limited edition chocolate mint. There are endless ways to personalize your Ka'Chava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Walls are closing in on Ilhan Omar. No, it's not just the accusations that she married her own brother. A perfect storm of menacing developments, many of her own making, is threatening to remove Omar from power once and for all. Stick with me to the very end of this video because we're about to see what happens when a public figure who thought she was beyond reproach, that she could do or say anything with impunity, gets hit hard with reality, and that pride becomes the occasion for her own downfall. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, enjoying yet another wonderful day in the glorious golden age that you made possible back on November the 5th. So if you want a front row seat on how you continue to change the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. The politically correct woke sentiments of the legacy media were absolutely shocked when President Trump openly declared the other day that Ilhan Omar should be thrown out of the country for possibly marrying her own brother and for her repulsively anti-American rhetoric.
People coming into our country telling us what to do.
When you talk about denaturalization,
talking about like Somalia, where you have a congressman who goes around telling everybody about our constitution, and yet she supposedly came into our country by marrying her brother. Well, if that's true, she shouldn't be a congressman, and we should throw her the hell out of our country.
Now, what a lot of people didn't recognize here is that Trump timed that message, that call for Omar's deportation, absolutely perfectly. Remember, Trump is a master politician. Nigel Farage, right, the next prime minister of Britain, he said that he has never met anyone with the political intuition of a Donald Trump. Again, the guy is an absolute master. And what we have to understand is that this call to deport Omar is a perfect demonstration of that political mastery, because as Victor Davis Hanson has been arguing, Trump's comments are but the latest in a chain reaction triggered by Omar's online comments about the horrific assassination of Charlie Kirk. And it's that chain reaction that represents the single most dangerous moment of Ilhan Omar's political career. So what are we talking about here? Well, let's go back to that horrific day, September 10th, 2025, Charlie Kirk, 31 years old, founder of Turning Point USA, one of the most influential conservative voices in America, is gunned down in cold blood while doing what a woke coward like Ilhan Omar would never do, speaking to students in a hostile environment on a college campus at Utah Valley University. So Charlie gets gunned down. The nation was obviously shocked. The country mourned. Leaders from both parties offered condolences. But Ilhan Omar, you might remember, she had a quite different response.
I just think it was the video where it called him Dr. Frankenstein and said his monster shot him through the neck. I mean, obviously, this is a person. And looking at this, this is someone who was a husband and a father. And in the days after his shocking death, that happened as a result of his views or happened as a result as he was sharing his views publicly with people, that people found it jarring to hear such criticism of that in the immediate aftermath of
what
of
I what
death.
I find jarring is that there are so many people willing to excuse the most reprehensible things that he said, that they agree with that, that they're willing to have monuments for him, that they want to create a day to honor him, and that they want to produce resolutions in the House of Congress honoring his life and legacy. It is one thing to care about his life, because obviously so many people loved him, including his children and wife. But I am not going to sit here and be judged for not wanting to honor any legacy this man has left behind. That should be in the dustbin of history, and we should hopefully move on and forget the hate that he spewed every single day.
Talk about projection. I mean, seriously, there is literally no one more hate-filled, more viciously vile than Ilhan Omar. The woman is a parody of repulsiveness. And obviously, comments like that rightly sparked, a massive social media backlash and a political one. Almost immediately, Republicans introduced resolutions to strip Omar of her committee assignments and formally censure her. Representative Nancy Mace absolutely ripped into Omar, calling her a disgrace. And they would have formally censured her if a handful of Republicans didn't defect and vote with the Democrats. And that's because Republicans suck. And they've always sucked. They're grifters. They're fake. They're just there for their own power and affluence. They don't give a shit about you or me. And by the way, this is the biggest problem that Trump has yet to solve if he wants to see the MAGA movement extend beyond presidential politics. MAGA thus far has galvanized around a man, around a leader, but it most certainly has not galvanized around a party, and for very good reason, because Republicans never fail to betray and disappoint their own voters. But I digress. While Omar survived that censure vote, that survival, as it turns out, was hardly a victory. What was so noticeable throughout all of this was the deafening silence from progressive allies. They all basically abandon Omar, at least when it came to their stupid stump speeches. We heard no defense from the limited vocabulary of AOC, no backup from Bernie. When your party won't touch you, you know, that's not politics, that's abandonment. And then an absolute bombshell dropped in Omar's own district, a corruption scandal that goes so deep into Minnesota politics, it threatens to take down everyone associated with it, including Omar herself. Wait until you see this. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor. I got something brand new for you. My weekly wrap-up every Friday. You're going to get one powerful email with replays of my live streams, top videos and podcasts, upcoming events, and Patriot wins from our community. It's your weekly dose of encouragement, faith, and celebration, all in one place, delivered straight to your inbox. Don't miss out. Sign up free at turley.pub/recap. A massive fraud scandal has exploded Democrat politics inside Minneapolis, and most especially Ilhan Omar's own district. Nearly 80 people have now been arrested in what prosecutors are calling the largest pandemic fraud case in U.S. history. We're talking about $250 million that was supposed to feed hungry children during COVID, instead ended up lining the pockets of these fraudsters. Now, as it turns out, all but a handful of them, those implicated in this fraud, are of Somali descent. And so President Trump responded to this bombshell by announcing that he's terminating temporary protected status for Somali nationals, particularly in Minnesota, the very community that put Omar in office. There are approximately 700 Somali TPS holders nationwide, with hundreds in Minnesota. And then on top of that, according to a report by Al Jazeera, there are more than 4,000 Somalis facing deportation orders for reasons other than the suspension of TPS. And Trump's message was absolutely clear. Send them back to where they came from. It is over. And now, ironically, the very Somali community that put Omar in office are beginning to turn on her. They're beginning to blame her. They're starting to ask whether her reckless actions ended up putting them at risk. Now enter President Trump and his calls to deport her. I mean, do you see the beauty of the timing here, the political timing here? This wasn't just rhetoric. This was the President of the United States with full institutional authority putting a target on her political survival. She's never been weaker. And you'll notice he didn't attack her ideology. He attacked her legitimacy. And that changes everything because now she's trapped. If she fights back aggressively, she continues to look self-aggrandizing, self-interested, prioritizing her own political survival over her community, which is exactly what her Somali constituents are so upset about with her. If, however, she stays quiet, if she doesn't fight back, she looks weak, unable to protect the people who elected her. So either way, she's shot. This is the political genius of Trump. He employed a two-step strategy here. First, ending the TPS, temporary protected status for Somalis, a constituency central to Omar's Minnesota base. And then, secondly, he basically said to Omar, yeah, and you need to leave with them. You're every bit as illegitimate as they are. Now, word on the street is that Omar's fundraising has collapsed. And if you could believe it, Omar is already facing a primary challenger for the 5th District, the district she represents. And Democrat leaders are privately reported to be saying more or less they just view her as a liability at this point. So all of this, the public outrage over her Kirk comments, the fraud scandal in her district, Trump's targeted pressure, her supposed base erosion, donor flight, primary challenger, all of this is converging together to put Ilhan Omar in the single most dangerous moment of her political career. So we're going to keep a very close eye on how she navigates this politically perilous situation she finds herself in. But given that so much of this is the result of her own reckless rhetoric and behavior, I highly doubt she's going to make it out.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.